Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School, Gordon Lemming Field. Going to have a baseball game. Beautiful day for baseball. 5:49 on the wristwatch. Both coaches right there at the home plate talking with the umpires. That's Coach Greg Marchand, Lewis Cass Kings, and we'll mention it's Coach Tim Bourdonnais, Central Catholic Knights. So they're going over the lineups right there. We'll mention Coach Ryan Johnson going over the infield with the drag. So what he keeps that place, that drag works well on the infield. And we'll mention we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So they're going over the parameters right there. Coach Bourdonnais letting them know where a ball may get through, where it may not. And we're mentioning a little bit about the Lewis Cass Kings. Lewis Cass Kings can be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They have a school enrollment of 413. They're class 2A. They're in sectional 35. There are six in their sectional. In their sectional, Benton Central. Carroll, that's out of Florida, right there on 18. Clinton Prairie, Delphi Community, Lewis Cass, and Seeger. The principal at Lewis Cass King High School is Mr. Don Young. The athletic director is Mr. Greg Marchand. Greg Marchand, I got to admit, probably 44th year at the school. First 20 years at Lewis Cass, he worked in the PE department, physical education. And what a quality guy. Back in the day, he called plays for the football team. He was the offensive coordinator. We'll also mention the athletic secretary, most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful for Lindsay Kaufman. We'll mention the athletic trainer is Sally Young. We'll remind you Lewis Cass King High School is located at 6422 East State Road 218. That's Walton, Indiana, 46994. You can dial them up by telephone at 574-626-2511. On the web, it's lewiscassathletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and navy. They're going with the red jersey tonight. They're going with the gray, the light gray pants. And we'll mention they're in the Hoosier Conference. They're a member of the East Division. We'll also mention Lewis Cass Kings, Coach Greg Marchand. He doubles as the coach of the baseball team and the athletic director. And I got to mention, back a few years ago, Coach Marchand for a basketball game. Put me in sports was there to do a basketball game. Coach Marchand, I'll say athletic director Marchand, lined me up with a great interview. Had a great interview with Kit O'Brien. Kit O'Brien, he's a member of the Kitchell family. He tried out for the Colts. Didn't quite make the Colts, but I understand he made another team of the 31 left there in the NFL. And also going to mention football signings. Football signing just happened recently. Luke Chambers. Luke Chambers, 6'5" athlete. He signed off. He's going to go to UIndy, University of Indianapolis. I believe he is a tight end. I've seen him play for 4 years. That guy is good. We'll also mention the next game on the agenda for Lewis Cass. It's going to be versus Marion. Marion will be at Lewis Cass Thursday, just a couple of days away, on the 18th. They're calling it about a 5 p.m. start. They'll try for 5. So that's the way it's going to work out. And we'll mention Lewis Cass Kings in the sectional. Their sectional takes place at Wabash. Wabash is a great place to watch a game. They have a hill right there behind home plate. You can just sit on that hill. You don't really need seats because it's elevated at an angle. And we'll mention the class 2A, sectional 35, on the 24th, Wednesday, May 24th, Benton Central is going to go against Lewis Cass right there at Wabash. That'll be the 8 p.m. ball game. And the winner of the Denton Central Lewis staff game will play the winner of Seeger and Carroll on the 25th, the next day. So we're going to set this down for opening prayer and national anthem.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors, and give them the strength which comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. Everybody's standing at attention. I've said this before, but everybody, during the anthem, they are all on the same page. We'll see if that lasts very long. But we'll mention, out there on the field today, quite a few young men, the Squires. Squires organization right here at Central Catholic. They have the different age brackets. They had a million of them out there. I say, well, quite a few. And I got to mention that Squires takes a lot of effort to run the organization, find the different things you need, find the umpires and whatnot. And Mr. Jeff Bass does a tremendous job. I say, well, he emails with folks, and he's all professional, Mr. Jeff Bass. Well done. So the Knights are out on the field right now. They're getting warm-up tosses right now. We'll mention the pitcher in today's ballgame for the Knights is going to be Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins wears number 33. We'll talk about Bren for a moment. He's got 21 and two-thirds innings under his belt. This is appearance number 8 for Bren. This is start number 7 for Bren Robbins. He's faced 113 batters. He's thrown 389 pitches. He's got a win-loss ratio of 2 wins, 3 losses. He's allowed 29 hits, 24 runs. Only 20 of those runs are earned. He's walked 15. He struck out 12. He set down one of those 12 looking. And along the way, he's hit 2 batters. He's committed 1 balk. So around the diamond for the Knights today, his battery partner doing the catching is Ryan Schumer, wears number 7. At first base, number 18, T.J. Bell. At second base, number 4, Ryan Elsner. At shortstop, number 24, Evan Dehart. At third base, number 17, Gavin Boutel. In left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. In center field, number 14, Tyler Fox. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. So they get ready for first pitch. First batter in the lineup. Going to be the leadoff batter in this ballgame for Lewis Cass. It's going to be number 14, Wyatt Orpert. Wyatt Orpert, he'll play the shortstop position. He's going to step in, bat right-handed. both umpires ready to check with each other. And a home plate umpire going to say, play ball. You know, step in right into batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the first pitch. Outside of ball at 5:59 p.m. Ball one, stepping back in, Wyatt Orford. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Robbins. Swing and a miss. Yeah, foul tip in the glove. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Wyatt Orford, here's the pitch. Outside edge, going to call strike. They'll call that outside edge. They're talking about a 22-inch plate. Might be more like 24, 26 at times. Ball's going to go through the wickets there at third base. Going to get through to outfield. Gavin Boutel couldn't make the play. Goes into left field, picked up by Jackson Kane. The next batter going to step in for the Kings is going to be number 13, Trevor Rowe. Trevor Rowe, spelled R-O-W-E. So we'll go with the Trevor Rowe. Down below here, Dan Dienhart making good pronunciations out of the set. Triple set, here comes the pitch from Robbins. Going to put a bunt down. It'll be a foul ball. Back behind home plate. Towards the third base dugout. Third base dugout is occupied by Lewis Cass, the Cass Kings. Right on Mission's right side, first base dugout. Occupied by the Knights, Central Catholic. Opposite fields, they'd be just opposite. Working from the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. They're going to try to pick a pitch out. Thought he might have been going, Wyatt Orford. That was a definite pitch out. Count goes 1-1. Let's step back in, right-handed batter. Trevor Rowe, he plays third base. Here comes the pitch. They try to put a bunt down again. It's going to be a foul ball. Right around home plate. Might have got him in the box. Count goes 1-2. Coach Greg Marchand giving signals right there at third base, coach. Some more signals given right there. See if he'll attempt to bunt with a 1-2 count. Out of the set, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be a pickoff move. Back safely, head first, Wyatt Orford. Wyatt Orford got aboard. He reached on air. He's at first base. Nobody out. Top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So he'll draw back to the dugout. There's one out here in the top of the first. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the three-hitter number 7, Hayden McLean. Hayden McLean going to do the catching in this ballgame. Another right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Bryn Robbins, here's the pitch. Taking off for second base is Orford. Throw comes in. They're going to call him out of second base. Head first slide. The throw was on target. I believe that was Elster. Don't hold me to it. But the throw came in. He just had to drop it to the bag. There's two outs here in the top of the first. Hayden McLean, the batter's box, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball to get the scoreboard. We'll try to check that out. I believe that's a 2-0 count. Don't hold me to it. Two pitches in. Here comes out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. So they got 1-1 on the scoreboard. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two out, top of the first. Here's the pitch from Bryn Robbins, outside of ball. Thank you, sir.
I didn't put any luck in them. I didn't know what you had.
That's perfect. Thank you. He said any one of them. Set that right. He said there. So working out of the windup, here comes the pitch. And a foul one back, out of play. 2-2 on the scoreboard. Might be full. Not quite sure. Home plate umpire not giving it a lot of checks and balance system. Working out a windup. Here comes the pitch. And a pop one foul territory to the left side. Towards the dugout. Nearly a catch there. A good effort. It goes in the dugout. Gavin Bissell reaches across that little 4-foot fence and couldn't quite reach it. So 2-2 still on the scoreboard. Two outs. Gonna step back in. Number 7, Hayden McLean. Got my wife listening at home. She says, coming through loud and clear. Gives me a little smiley face. That's nice. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. A foul one, right side, out of play. So he's going to stay in the box. He's already got a quality at-bat for certain. He'll step back in. Hayden McLean, three-hitter. We're going to have to wind up here as the pitch. Going to be a base hit down the left field line, right down the third baseline into left field. Gavin Bissell was not going to make the play on that one. That's a base hit off the bat of Hayden McLean. So a four-hitter is going to step in. It's going to be Noah Preston. Noah Preston, another right-handed batter. Noah Preston playing right field in the ballgame. Peering in, out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to Preston. Breaking pitch inside a ball. Kind of horseshoed the plate. Home plate umpire was ready to call a strike. Took a second take is the ball. Count goes 1-0 out of the set. Bryn Robbins pickoff. Safe at first base. Standing up is Hayden McLean. Peering in looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Bryn Robbins, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. We're going to talk with a kind gentleman here after the top of the first. We're going to talk to Coach Brian Ney, head football coach of Central Catholic Knights. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Going to foul one back right side out of play. Right-handed batter's box, first four right-handers. I'll mention Noah Preston. You don't have to hit a lot of home runs on a team, but Noah Preston has the solo home run this year. He'll take a drive to center field. Tyler Fox going to move through his grasp. He'll make the catch. It's a nice hit out of the inning. And no score at the end of half an inning. We're going to talk right now. We're going to unplug. One moment. We're going to talk right now with Coach Brian Ney. Coach Brian Ney, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Beautiful night at the ball. Beautiful Gordon Lemming Field. Squires night. I got two boys who play for the Squires. It's one of my most favorite things that Coach Bordenay does with the baseball program. Seeing the entire baseball program out here and all at once. It's really great to see. Future's definitely bright for Knights baseball.
Absolutely. Bright for football too. I got to mention, you're getting ready to go have a parent meeting about 6:30.
Yeah. Got to go get ready for that. But, time's coming and it's going to be, June 5th before we know it, and we'll be out there at the practice field, getting after it in the summer.
You have a pretty good winter workout.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, team 2023 has really gotten after it. I feel really good about our senior leadership. Guys like Bryn Robbins, who you see tonight, on the bump, and guys like Nick Page and Nikolai Bell and Alex Hardebeck, Albert Schwartz. We feel really good about what we got coming back, and we're excited to see what the boys do this fall.
Coach, you're going to enter year number 6. You're going to look at that 40th win out of the gate, and I've got to mention, you got one state title in your 4th season.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, when this job came open, it was one that we had, my wife and I had circled as, a dream job for us, and ever since we've gotten here, we've been treated with, nothing but, kindness and respect, and we got nothing but great things to say about Lafayette and Central Catholic, and we hope to be here for a long, long time.
Good luck, Coach. You're going to start out with Singer. You'll be home, but then the next two games, you're going to play on that nice synthetic field turf.
Yeah, we feel good about where we're at athletically. We like getting out on the field turf and the artificial surface, I know our boys look forward to playing on it, but we have a great service at our own place. The Bermuda and Bob Cummins does a heck of a job keeping that up, we're really looking forward to getting there, but we want to see the Knights get back to Victory Field first and take care of business, go back to back, and then we'll start really focusing on football.
Coach, I got to admit, you're probably one of the best teams I've ever seen. Get to the line of scrimmage. Don't go down. Stand back up, and you can change the play from right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's our style of play. We want to, you know, we want to try to get the ball in the end zone as quickly as possible. And, you know, we're known to throw it around the yard a little bit, just an exciting brand of football. And that's our style of play. We like to, that's just kind of how we like to roll.
Coach, I consider it a blessing to be able to speak with you.
I appreciate it, AJ, and all the best to you, and go Knights.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. So stepping in right now is going to be Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step in, left-handed batter. On the pitcher's rubber is Brody Williams. Where's number 30? We'll talk about Brody here in a bit. Left-handed pitch in there for a strike. We're going to plug back in. We'll be right back. Okay, working from the windup. You call it the sound check. It's going to be a full swing out in front of the mound. I'm going to pick it up. That's Brody Williams. He'll get the put out with the first baseman, Brennan Dieter. There's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Where's number 24? That's Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, the shortstop. Right-handed batter. Working from the windup, lefty pitcher. Going to try that backdoor curveball, I'm sure. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Pretty festive atmosphere here at Gordon Lemming Field. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one up. Going to be out in the grass. Going to try to make a play. His center fielder coming in to make it. Couldn't hold it. Wade Taco, second baseman, right there in the vicinity. Ball hits the surface. Going to reach on air is Evan Dehart. One out. Top of the first, stepping in is number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Going to work from the stretch now is Brody Williams. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, pickoff move, first base. And that left foot, I tell you what, that left foot stepped pretty close to home right there. Holy cow, glad I wasn't umpiring. So he'll step back in the rubber. So pickoff move at first base, kind of flings it over there. Evan Dehart back safely. Left-handed batter's box, Ryan Schumer. Working out of the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. There comes the pitch. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Evan Dehart at first base. One out. Bottom of the first. Peering in, looking at signals. Brody Williams. Now out of the set. He'll check first base. Here's the pitch. It's high and tight. Ball two. Number 7, Ryan Schumer, looking at signals, third base coach, Coach Tim Bourdonnais. Not a lot of signals. Stepping back to the rubber, working from the stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch. High for ball 3. Probably going to pitch to Ryan Schumer a bit delicately. Ryan Schumer has 5 round trippers this season. He had 2 a year ago. Peering in. Signals. Now the set. Pickoff move. He's putting that foot down pretty quick right there. Pretty close to the plate pitch. I tell you what, we talked about him before, but guy from the Hamilton Heights Huskies, Tyler Anderson, he's still playing, by the way. He's been out of school a number of years. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Ryan Schumer left to go by, but a left-handed pitcher, Tyler Anderson, he would risk it. He'd step like a buck, but he tried to pick off, and he had like 19 pickoffs compared to about 6 balks. They thought it was worth it. Pitch comes in, outside edge, snap throw to first base. Nice throw by Hayden McLean. Just back safety is Evan Dehart. So signals being given, third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais, stepping back in. 3-2 count to Ryan Schumer. Working from the stretch, checks first base. Now the set. Here's the pitch. When you ball four, they'll throw to second base anyway. Get a little practice in. Nothing wrong with that. Two aboard for the Knights. So Ryan Schumer going to give way to a courtesy runner. It's going to be Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton wears number 11. Mikey Stapleton, pretty versatile young man. So Ryan Schumer going to put his gear back on, get ready to catch in the top of the second. Brody Williams giving a good look at Evan Zienhart. Two runners aboard. Stepping into bat is the four hitter for the Knights, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell plays first base. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. They'll take the ground ball, third base, going to be a base hit. Going to be a little bump there. We'll hope third baseman Trevor Rau is okay. He bumped legs with Evan Zienhart, and they're going to give Evan Zienhart home because that's going to be obstruction. It's a shame that that's an obstruction call on the third baseman because he's on the surface right now. So Evan Zienhart comes in, scores the first run in the ballgame. Coach Greg Marchand going out to talk. Make sure Trevor Rau is okay. Let's check with him. I hope he didn't get a metal spike. I got to admit, I was playing center field back in my junior varsity days. I called a fly ball. My right fielder thought he was going to catch it, and he stepped on my inner portion of my calf muscle. I threw the ball in, and then I had to leave the game and get four stitches. So Mikey Stapleton back at second base. Trevor Rau, number 13, he's still at third base. He's going to continue. Pretty strong young man. He's walking it off right now. Stepping in to bat is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane is the five hitter for the Knights. Runners at first and second, one run in. Unorthodox type of manner. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to Kane. Backdoor curveball finishes high. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane, straightaway stance. Right-handed batter. Playing left field in today's ballgame. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane, five hitter for the Knights. This game is pretty much circled on the calendar. You throw the records out the door when this game happens. Here's the pitch. Foul ball towards the Knights dugout. Picked up there by on-deck batter, Tyler Fox. So Jackson Kane going to step back in. Runners at first and second, one out. Bottom of the first inning, nice batting. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. He's going to drive one to left field. It's got a lot of air under it. It's going to be caught by Nolan Hahn. He'll make the catch, and the runners will stay put. Evan Zienhart stays at second base. Two outs here in the bottom of the first, next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, he's the sixth hitter for the Knights. He's going to step in, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox picked up his third double on the season. I think the last game or maybe the game before. Going to step in right now, bat right-handed. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Pitch comes in, foul tip in the glove, strike one. Good hang right there by Hayden McLean. Hayden McLean is the catcher for Lewis Cass. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Now the set, pickoff move, second base, back safely, is Evan Zienhart. No balls, one strike. Tyler Fox steps back in. T.J. Bell at first base. Evan Zienhart at second. Two outs. Bottom of the first. 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch. Taking off for third base. They throw to third base, and Hayden McLean tried to throw through Tyler Fox. I got to admit, Hayden McLean kind of slowed up his throw. He could either step behind Tyler and make a throw, or throw through him if Tyler Fox is still as a mouse in that box. Tyler Fox is not doing anything wrong. But if he's moving, McLean hits him with his fingers, releasing the ball to him. There's an out made, and it's the guy at the plate. Pitch comes in low. Two balls, one strike. With two outs, we saw this. Dan Adams put this out online. With two outs, the out would be on the guy at home plate. Here comes the pitch. He'll put a bunt down. Skyward, third baseline. Picked up by Trevor Rao. He'll throw to first base. Safe at first is Tyler Fox. Run comes in to score. It's Mikey Stapleton. I think I spoke wrong. It was Mikey Stapleton at second base. Dean Hart had already crossed the plate on the mishap there at third base. Trevor Rao and Dean Hart when they collided. Two runs in, stepping in the bat, it's Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, seven hitter. He's batting as the DH. He's batting in place of third baseman, Gavin Beattell. Working out of the set. Pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. Back safely is Tyler Fox. TJ Bell at third base, runners on the corners. Two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks. Out of the set, Brody Williams. Here's the pitch. A bit tall. They're trying to get the pickle there between first and second base. Tyler Fox runs on over to second base. So Hayden McLean made a throw, quick throw, back to Brody Williams. Trying to get TJ Bell off the bag. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Brody Williams out of a stretch. Now the set, here comes the pitch. Outside half, strike called. Count goes one and one. One ball, one strike. Keaton Brooks steps back in that left-handed batter's box. Peering in looking at signals, Brody Williams. Now out of the set, here comes a 1-1 pitch. Ground ball back to Williams. He'll glove it, he'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out with Brennan, Cedar, and Lewis Cass gets out of the inning. They leave one aboard after one complete. Knights 2, Kings 0. And we'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We'll mention they have a school enrollment of 296. Their school was founded in 1956. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will take place right here at Central Catholic High School. We're mentioning on Thursday, the 25th, 5:30 ball game on the 25th. That's a Thursday. Attica, the Red Ramblers will be here doing battle with Central Catholic. First game of the sectional. Second game of the sectional also that evening, about a 7:30 start thereabouts. North Vermilion will go against Covington. The winners of those two games will take the weekend off. They'll be back to play Monday, the 29th, on Memorial Day. That'll be an 11 a.m. ball game. And then we'll mention on the 29th, also the 29th, it's going to be Riverton Park in Fountain Central. They'll play at 1 p.m., but they'll not play till the 29th, that Monday. And then we'll mention the winner of Riverton Park and Fountain Central against the winner of the two previous games on Thursday at Attica LCC or North Vermilion Covington. They'll play each other. So we'll make it short. We'll mention Riverton Park and Fountain Central have a quick way to get to the final game on Monday evening, the 29th. That'll be a 7:30 start time. We'll mention the principal at Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The AD is Kim Bordenay. The assistant ADs are Julia Genhart and Charlie Roberts. We'll pick that up in a moment. Working from the windup, first pitch, Brent Robbins, top of the second. And a call outside edge, strike, in the batter's box, the five hitter, number five, Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson, they get a base hit to the left field. They're going to bounce in there one time. Gloved off the hop by Jackson Kane. So Ethan Johnson takes the pitch outside, takes the next pitch to the left field for a base hit. Next batter going to step in. He's the sixth hitter. Number 39, Brennan Dieter. Brennan Dieter, right-handed batter. He's playing first base in the ballgame. As a set, Brent Robbins going to square the bunt. Dieter, you know, foul one right side behind home plate. Foul ball. Coach Greg Marchand trying to move the runners early in this ballgame. Coach Greg Marchand, say what? He's forgotten more than I'll ever know. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Ryan Schumer, he'll look for the ball. It goes straight up. When it landed, he found it. It was right there in front of him. Difficult time seeing baseballs when they go skyward in front of you wearing a mask. You don't have the peripheral view for that mask. And in top graphical, it is difficult also, as you just heard. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Runner at second base now. Peering at second base, a long set for Brent Robbins. He'll step off the back. He was working right there with Devin Dienhart. Dienhart was hovering from that shortstop position. Ethan Johnson is at second base. He'll square the bunt again. Didn't quite pick it up. Left the bat out there. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Sixth hitter, number 39, Brennan Dieter. For Lewis Cass, working out a stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here comes the pickoff move. He'll hold the baseball, not make the throw as he pirouettes. And he goes clockwise. No throw. Pin in signals. Out of the set. Check second base. Here comes the 1-2. Just fall right in there. Strike three called. Looked like it might have had some drop to it. Not sure if he's throwing a drop ball. Friend of mine, when he was a senior, he'd flick his fingers, put that top spin on that ball, and it'd drop off the table. He hadn't hurt his arm in school. He'd made the big leagues. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Seven hitters to play. That's 47. Wade Taco. Wade Taco playing second base for the Kings. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, just foul. First baseline from the left-handed bat of Wade Taco. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out, top of the second inning. On the hit department on the scoreboard, tied at 2. Working out of the set. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. Above the zone, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. They're taking ground ball, third base. Gavin Vitell looks at second. They're probably going to ask for the good. The call was made by the B position umpire. Safe at first base. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Have a bit of a conversation about the play, a subtle conversation. Probably going to ask what he saw. And he's going to check with the home plate umpire. That's the right thing to do. Home plate umpire was looking up the line. He could see whether or not the tag was applied. They're talking it over right there. And he's going to be safe. So runners at first and second base. Next batter going to step in for Lewis Cass. Going to be number 30, Brody Williams. Brody Williams is the pitcher for Lewis Cass. Right-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher. Maybe he's a switch. We'll see. out of the set, Brent Robbins' first pitch to Williams. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike, two aboard, one out. Top of the second, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 count. In the batter's box, right-handed batter, Brody Williams, wears number 30, batting in the eighth spot. Working from a stretch, now the set, checks second base. Here's the 0-2. Breaking pitch finishes away. Good block by Ryan Schumer. 1-2 count. A lot of young men walking around these premises. Looks pretty good. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's jog back to the dugout. There are two out here in the top of the second. Next batter to step in, Nolan Hahn. Nolan Hahn playing left field. Where's number 31? Another right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Brent Robbins. Out of the set, he'll check second base. First pitch to Hahn is outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, Hahn. Right-handed batter's box. Working out of the set, check second base. Here's the 1-0. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins out of the stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Shifts underneath. Hits strike two. Count goes 1-2. Nine hitter, number 31, Nolan Hahn. The peer back in. Out of the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside, swing and a miss. Trying to protect the dish. So Hahn will jog back to the dugout. He'll get his glove. He'll go back out to left field. And we'll finish up Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by dialing 765-474-2496. On the web, it's LCCAthletics.com. On Twitter, at LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. And as mentioned, Attica, the Red Ramblers, are going to be right here. Game one of Class 1A, Sectional 54. That's on the 25th day of May at the 5:30 start time. If you cannot be here, we'll hope you listen to PutMeInSports.com. We mentioned Lafayette Central Catholic. Their head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate right here at Central Catholic High School. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Lafayette Central Catholic. They're going to have tomorrow off. I'm sure they'll practice. 5:18, it's the 18th day of May, 6 o'clock start. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights will travel to North Montgomery, do battle with the Chargers. And I'll mention the win-loss records for both teams, very comparable. So working right there on the pitcher's mound is Brody Williams, number 30. His catcher, Hayden McLean, wears number 7. At first base, it's Brennan Dieter, wears number 39. Second base, Wade Taco, wears number 47. At shortstop, it's Wyatt Orpert, number 14. Third base, number 13, Trevor Rowell. In left field, 31, Nolan Hahn. In center field, number 5, Ethan Johnson. And in right field, number 10, Noah Preston. I should say the Lewis Cass Kings are going without a designated hitter in this ballgame. Stepping in, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, the 8th hitter for the Knights. Bottom of the second inning. Working from the windup, here's the pitch from Brody Williams. Going to be a ground ball just foul of first base. It was just foul. Probably hit that off the top of the bat, about like a cue ball. So we'll step back in, Brent Robbins. Right-handed batter's box, 0-1 count. Both feet on the rubber, Brody Williams pitching from the windup. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. 1-1 count. Brody Williams going to step back in. Looking at Stegels. Both feet on the rubber. Here comes the wind and the 1-1 pitch. Brent Roberts going to take one at center field. Going to back him up a little bit. He's going to make the catch. Veered over his right shoulder. A good catch in center field by Ethan Johnson. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter for the night stepping in is Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner wears number 4. He's playing second base in today's ballgame. A little bit of an open stance right there at third base. Trevor Rau is right near the lip of the grass in front of third base. Working from the windup along pier. Here comes the wind, the first pitch to Elsner. Swing and a miss. Elsner's trying to swing, trying to pull a ball. Ball's outside edge. Difficult ball to pull. So working from the windup once again, Brody Williams. Long pier. Here comes the wind and the 0-1 pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Ryan Elsner can step back in. Ryan Elsner wears number 4 for the Knights. Working from the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch from Williams. Inside and low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Long pier. Hayden McLean, here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base. Trevor Rau, high hop, up against the chest. The throw across the diamond. He's got a rocket arm. But that ball took a last hop right up against his chest. Looked, imagine everybody in the whole place thought it was going to be a low hop. And it took a high hop against his chest. He had to pick it back up. Ryan Elsner. Safe at first base. Stepping in, batting second time in the ballgame, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, he's played in 19 games of the 24. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Caden Minnick, he's been hit by a pitch one time. He's batting 279, 404 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Brody Williams. Long pier. Works out of stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely, head first is Ryan Elsner. No balls, one strike. Caden Minnick has 12 hits on the season. He's got 10 singles. He's got one double and one triple. Caden Minnick has 9 RBI. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one. It's going to be foul territory. He's going to float out left side. Hayden McLean ran out of real estate. He was right there. No balls, two strikes. Not going to have a hard time retrieving foul balls today. A lot of young men roaming around the perimeter. Stepping back in the rubber. Brody Williams. Out of the stretch. Checks first base. Ryan Elsner, modest lead. Pickoff play, once again. Back safely, nonchalant. No tag applied by Brennan Dieter. No balls, two strikes to Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick last ballgame got a walk-off. Single. Could have been a double if it wasn't a walk-off. Winning run came in to score, ended the ball game. It was a tie ball game. It was a good game with Pioneer. Good game. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here's the pitch. He'll take a foul ball down the first baseline on the ground. Trying to protect that dish. So Cade Minnick will stay in the box. Still 0-2 when Ryan Elsner jogs back to first base. He was on his horse. 0-2 count. One out. Ball's live, working out a stretch, now the set pickoff move, nonchalant. Dieter applied the tag, back safety is Ryan Elsner. Left-handed batter's box, Kate Minnick. Left-handed pitcher, out of the stretch, Brody Williams, now the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball, going to get off the glove and go behind the home plate. Hayden McLean picks it up about halfway back to the screen. So Ryan Elster takes advantage of the misplayed baseball, jogs over to second base. One ball, two strikes. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box, facing the lefty. Brody Williams, out of the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. They're going to drive one to right field. Going to get some air underneath it. Coming in from right field, making the play is Noah Preston. There are two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Cade Minnick flies out to right field. Next batter will step in for the Knights can be number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart has played in all 24 games. Evan Jeanhart, he's been hit by pitch four times. Evan Jeanhart batting 311. Got a 500 on-base percentage. That's half the time he gets to the plate, pretty much. Pickoff move, thought about it, didn't make the throw, peered off, back of the rubber, counterclockwise, should say clockwise, no throw. Working out of the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Jeanhart. They'll put a bunt down third baseline. It's textbook bunny. Textbook bunny. Evan Jeanhart could almost write a book. So Jeanhart gets a base hit. He gets more infield hits than anybody I can think of. So runners on the corners with two out. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box, is going to step in. Schumer has played in all 24 games. Schumer batting 375, has a 539 on-base percentage. Working from the stretch, Brody Williams. Now the set. First pitch to Schumer. Outside edge, called strike. Ryan Schumer looking at signals. Coach Bourdain. Two out. 0-1 count to Schumer. Infield playing a little bit for him to pull the baseball. Left-handed batter. Nonchalant pickoff move at first base. No tag applied. Back safely is Jeanhart. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Two out. Bottom of the second inning. 0-1 pitch on the way to Schumer. He'll take a base hit to right field. It'll get the grass. It'll roll in the glove right there. Noah Preston. Run comes in to score. Ryan Elsner comes in to score. It's an RBI single for Ryan Schumer. Going back out to do the courtesy running for Schumer is Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, number 11. Runners on the corners once again. Jeanhart is at third base. Right-handed batter's box, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell steps in. Where's number 18? He's played in 22 of the 24 games. Here's the pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. T.J. Bell is batting 226. He's got a 388 on base percentage. T.J. Bell has 17 RBI. He has two home runs on the season. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Taking off for second base is Mikey Stapleton. And he'll make it on to second base. There'll be no pickle. One ball, one strike. Number 18, right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning. One run in. Here's the pitch. Outside and low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. The step back in. T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, as you heard, Coach Brian Ney mentioned him as one of their players on the football team. He plays the center position. Inside edge, strike called. T.J. Bell, a senior class member. He's played his final season of football in high school. He tells me he wore number 53. He played defensive line also. Count goes 2-2, two out. Runners at second and third. Right-handed batter, working out a stretch. Now the set. So they're going to fake a throw to third base. Maybe stepped off the back. Rule for throwing to third base, a little different in high school, and that's the only place it's different. Swing and a miss. They go down swinging. So the Knights lead 2 aboard. They come up with 1 run in the bottom of the second inning. And Lewis Staff Kings are going to bat here in the top of the third after 2 complete. Knights 3, Kings 0. Kings going to step to the plate. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary presently. They got a new sign right there at their dealership in Fishers, right off 116th Street. And we'll mention, they have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership right there in Fishers, 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. 1 is Fritzen Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Pretty close to the railroad track right there in town. Do not bend to Fishers lately. It's a little bit of a Indianapolis. Well, miniature Indianapolis metropolis. A lot of things going on. And we'll mention Fritzen Noblesville, their second location in Hamilton County. Fritzen Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. They're right there between Westfield and Noblesville, and you can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. That's 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site, FritzandFishers.com, FRITZ. First pitch going to be a base hit. We'll see them drop in there. Base hit off the bat of Wyatt Orpert. Wyatt Orpert gets on base once again. It's a base hit to the left center field. Drops right in. Next batter to step in, Trevor Rau. Trevor Rau, the third baseman. And step in, right-handed batter. Trevor Rau steps in, taps the plate. Steps off the back right there. It's Bryn Robbins. See Trevor Rau going to step in. He's going to put a bunt down. Going to go back to Bryn Robbins. Can't make the throw to second base. They'll get the out. Trevor Rau at first base. Trevor Rau, mission accomplished. Trevor Rau going to get a sacrifice bunt right there. Move the runner. Wyatt Orpert now at second base. Next batter going to step in, the 3-hitter. Hayden McClain. Hayden McClain going to step in. Batting 329 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball right side. Just right of first base. Picked up there by T.J. Bell. Count goes 0-1. Hayden McClain. He's at 70 at-bats. He scored 15 runs on the season. He's got 23 hits. He's going to ask for time in that right-handed batter's box. He calls time verbally and takes the hand off the bat. Shows the umpire we'd like time. He grants it. Steps back in. Bryn Robbins out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Going to be a shot to Genhart. He'll glove it. He'll throw a strong arm across the diamond. They'll get the out with T.J. Bell. There are 2 out here in the top of the third. Still at second base, number 14, Wyatt Orpert. Next batter to step in, it's Noah Preston. Where's number 10? Noah Preston batting 316 in that right-handed batter's box. Pretty good verse in the book of John. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Breaking pitch, Bren Robbins. Noah Preston has 57 at-bats. Noah Preston, 18 hits. He gets four doubles. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Good block by Ryan Schumer. Noah Preston, as mentioned, he's got the one home run for the Kings. A lot of teams go the whole season without a home run. It can work. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Got the edge of the dish. Broke away. Strike called. Count goes one and two. Noah Preston, right fielder. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a ground ball, third base. Gavin Lutell fields it. Throws across the diamond. Just does get the put out with T.J. Bell on his horse right there with Noah Preston. So Noah Preston going to drop the batting gloves right there. He's going to drop the helmet. Coach going to take that in. They'll bring the glove and his hat out to him in right field. So the Knights going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. And again, we'll mention, this game is in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by dialing 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Again, that's safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. So they're going to throw one down. Hayden McLean. Glad it's not very windy today. It's nice today. Talking with Terry Bordenay up here. Terry Bordenay brought me a couple of hot dogs, but I'm not going to have a chance to meet him quite yet. Thank you. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, five hitter, wears number three. So step on the rubber, both feet on, working from the windup. Brody Williams. Here comes the first pitch to Kane. Backdoor curveball misses just outside. Jackson Kane, he's played in all 24 games. He's batting 312, right-handed batter's box, 413 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane has 20 hits on the season, 17 are singles, two doubles, and he has a home run. Here comes the pitch from Williams. Strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Back on the rubber, peering in, looking at signals from Hayden McLean. Here comes the wind. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 2-2. Jackson's going to have to protect the dish. Step back on the rubber. Brody Williams peering and looking at signals. Stepping out. Called time. It's granted by home plate umpire. Step back in. Jackson Kane. 2-2 count. Nobody out. First batter in the bottom of the third inning for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the windup. 2 feet on the rubber, here comes the 2-2. Outside, swing and a miss. There's outside edge, it would have been called strike, he's trying to protect the dish. They'll walk back to the dugout, there's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter's box. Tyler Fox playing center field in this ballgame. Bren Robbins is pitching. Working out a stretch with a windup. Turning and looking at signals. Both feet on the rubber. Here comes first pitch to Fox. Get a foul one right side. Well out of play. So no balls, one strike. Coach Bordenave starting to smooth it out. So he steps back in. No balls, one strike. Not allowed to take signals off the rubber. Just an observation. Pitch comes in outside a ball. One ball, one strike. So back on the rubber, step on now. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch to Fox. Foul ball right side of the nice dugout. Count goes one and two. Tyler Fox has played in 19 ball games. Tyler Fox, 283 on base percentage. Working on that average, batting 214. Try to keep it above that 200. Try to climb it to around 300. Maybe 275. Here comes the wind. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Get a foul one right side. Well out of play again. So like we said, they're having no trouble finding foul balls today. I'd be surprised if Coach Bordenave loses any baseballs today. Right-handed batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Brody Williams. Peering in. Brody Williams. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Foul ball right around home plate. Might got a piece of the foot right there. Tyler Fox. He'll stay in the box with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, one out. Second batter here in the bottom of the third. That pitch count for Brody Williams is climbing a little bit. Here comes the pitch at 1-2. Outside of ball. 2-2 count. Tyler Fox probably already above the quality at-bat criteria. Peering in, looking at signals. Both feet on the rubber. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Foul tip in the glove. Caught. Way to hang. Hanging tall right there. Hayden McLean. He might have caught that as a ice cream cone. But he caught the baseball. Two out. You're in the bottom of the third. Left-handed batter's box. Number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks steps in. He had a 292 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. You're going to begin that windup. Here it is. Your first pitch to Brooks. Low, ball one. Working that outside half, left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks, left-handed pitcher, Brody Williams. So he's bringing it in, probably about the 2 o'clock arm slot. Here comes the pitch, the 1-0. Pitch comes in high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks. Both feet on the rubber. Looking at signals. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Low for ball three. Keaton Brooks, patient hitter in this at-bat. Keaton Brooks, he has walked twice on the season. Steps back in. A little bit of an open stance for the left-handed batter, Brooks. Here comes the pitch from Brody Williams. Inside edge, strike call. Down goes 3-1. Center fielder Ethan Johnson playing for Brooks to pull the baseball. He's just right of center from here. Here comes the 3-1. Outside, ball four. So Keaton Brooks jogs to first base. Next batter going to step in for the night. Number 33, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins doing the pitching in this ball game for the Knights. Modest signals given by Coach Bordenave. Keaton Brooks at first base. There are two out. Bottom of the third inning. Brent Robbins steps in. Brent Robbins has played in all of the games minus one. He's played in 23. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch out of the set. It's going to be a shot to the left field and caught It's a line drive rope. Playing him pretty well was Nolan Hahn. And a lot of folks probably thought that was a base hit, but Nolan Hahn says, I'll catch it. And he did. So the Knights are out of the inning. They leave one aboard. And we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Central Catholic Knights going to go play defensively. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear. So again, some final warm-up tosses right there. Bryn Robbins. Ryan Schumer going to throw this one down. Ryan Schumer with the frozen rope. Second base. Fielded there by Ryan Elsner. They'll throw it around the infield. Gavin Buttel puts it back in the glove of Bryn Robbins. Next batter to step in for Lewis Chaffs. Going to be the five hitter. Number five, Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson playing a good center field in this ballgame for the Kings. Right-handed batter's box. First pitch from the righty, Bryn Robbins. Breaking pitch finishes high and inside. Ethan Johnson steps in. He's batting 265 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball two. Ethan Johnson, he's got 49 at-bats. And we'll mention he scored 10 runs. He got 13 hits. He has two doubles. He's got five RBI. Here comes the pitch. Outside and tall. Ball three. Down goes 3-0. Ethan Johnson. See if Ethan Johnson has a green light. Working from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. We call it a strike. Must have been the top of the zone. Down goes 3-1. Steps back in, straightaway stance. Here comes a 3-1 from Robbins. Outside edge, called strike. So Robbins climbs back in the count. Count goes full at 3-2. Here comes a line to 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Trying to protect the dish. Good job back to the dugout. There's one out. And here in the top of the fourth inning. The ball back in the glove. Bryn Robbins, next batter, going to step in for Lewis Cass. Number 39, the first baseman, Brennan Jeter. Brennan Jeter bats in the sixth spot. Your first pitch to Jeter outside, ball one. Brennan Jeter is batting 222. That's in 45 at-bats. He's got 10 hits. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball back to Bryn Robbins, he'll field it halfway to home plate. They'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out with T.J. Bell. There are two out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in, the seven hitter, number 47, Wade Tocco. Wade Tocco plays second base. He's going to step in to bat. He's got 47 at-bats. He scored four runs. He's got eight hits on the season. He's got three RBI. He's going to take a drive to right field. Going to back up Kate Minnick a bit. He'll make the catch. Pretty solid stroke. Got the sweet spot on that bat. That was Wade Tocco. There were three outs here in the bottom. Or excuse me, the top of the fourth inning. will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street. That's rural Atlanta, Indiana. I said, well, right there, Reynolds, just across the street, catty corner. Right there at 276th Street, they're building an over and under. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to be done. It's going to be a while. But it should be pretty nice when they get that done. We'll mention RenaldsFarmEquipment.com. You can reach them there online. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. It's Titus Bakery and Deli and Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can stop in. They're right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Reynolds Farm Equipment. So final toss, and I throw it down at second base. Hayden McClain stepping into bat for the night. It's going to be number four, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner bats in the nine spot. Ryan Elsner, he's playing in game number 15 on the season today. Ryan Elsner, he's got a batting average of 600. He got 600 on base percentage. That's pretty much the same. Right-handed batter's box, Ryan Elsner. Working from the windup is Brody Williams. Here comes the wind, first pitch to Elsner. Outside, ball one. Ryan Elsner has three hits on the season. They're all singles. He's got two RBI. He has scored five runs. Pretty good in the running department. Right there as a courtesy runner. He's going to take a drive to left field. Going to work to his right, catch it inside the foul line, a fair line, I should say. It's a fair ball caught by Nolan Hahn. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter for the night is going to be number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick played in 19 games. This is number 20. I have 24-game stats in front of me. Cade Minnick batting 279, 404 on base percentage. He's a one-hitter for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch from Williams. Being a foul one back to the screen. Solid cut, healthy cut. Cade Minnick. Count goes 0-1. Cade Minnick going to step back in. He's got 12 hits on the season, 10 are singles. He's got a double and a triple. He's got 9 RBI. He's walked 8 times. Working out a windup. Here's the pitch from Brody Williams. Breaking pitch outside. Good short hop. The glove right there by Hayden McClain, the catcher. One ball, one strike. One out, peering in, looking at signals. Brody Williams. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside edge. Painted the corner. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. Right there on the third base. Trevor Rau, he's in on the lip of the grass. He's going to back up now just a bit with the 1-2 count to Cade Minnick. Here's the pitch from Williams. Short off the glove. Good stop once again. Hayden McClain. So Brody Williams working on the diamond right there. Steps back in. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes full, 3-2. This is Williams' 10th appearance as a pitcher. This is start number 7. He has one complete game. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 4. So Cade Minnick is jogged down to first base. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart has 89 plate appearances. entering this game. 61 at-bats. Batting 311, 500 on base. He picked up a bunt single down the third base line, his last at-bat. Working from a stretch, Brody Williams. Now a set. First pitch to Deanhart. Going to call a balk for no pause. Didn't give a discernible pause there in his set position. So Brody Williams getting a little bit of a couple extra words there by the B position umpire. He'll now move into C position. C position is to the third base side of behind the rubber. So Cade Minnick moves over to second base. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Deanhart. They'll put another bunt down. Back at the pitcher. Nobody there to cover quite yet. And Deanhart's safe at first. They put an H on the scoreboard. We'll have to think about that one. So stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Ryan Schumer, three-hitter for the Knights, stepping in. He's played in all 24 games. He's been hit by pitch five times. He leads the team in hit by pitch. So what Pioneer had a guy who's been hit eight times this year. Going to throw a pickoff move. They're getting a pickle there. They'll throw it to the plate. Pitch throw comes in. He'll be tagged out at home plate. Cade Minnick, a good slide. Throw came in perfect. Hayden McClain applied the tag. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth. Evan Deanhart moves to second base. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, going to step back in. Ryan Schumer batting 375, left-handed batter's box, 539 on base percentage as the lights come on. Here comes the pitch. We call outside edge, strike. Count goes 0-1. Ryan Schumer steps back in. No balls, one strike. He got 24 hits on the season for the Knights. Out of a set, here comes the pitch. Low for ball one. Count goes 1-1. Schumer has 13 singles. He's got four doubles, two triples. And as mentioned, Ryan Schumer has five home runs this season. He's got 24 RBI. So off the rubber, a step back in the rubber now. Brody Williams working out of set. Set second base. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one to right field. He's going to back up the right fielder. And it's going to be up against the wall. It's going to bounce way out. They'll have to come back out and get it. Ryan Schumer going to pick up a triple. Ryan Schumer picks up triple number three. Third triple for Schumer this season. But he's a long way from 10. He's a long way from 10 because Terry Bordenay let me know, I think it was last year, year before. Coach Bordenay, Tim Bordenay, as a senior here at Central Catholic, his senior year, he hit 10 triples. I'm guessing he could probably fly on the face pads. So two outs stepping in. C.J. Bell working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Out of set, first pitch to Bell. Right across the dish, inside half, called strike. Mikey Stapleton is at third base. Courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer. So I guess if you're a courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer, you're going to be busy. No balls, one strike. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. It's going to be a base hit to left field. Going to get off the glove of Hahn. You'll have to go backwards, pick it back up. And T.J. Bell is going to make it to second base. Probably going to go in the book as a base hit and an advancement on the misplayed baseball. So T.J. Bell is at second base. And we'll see if he's going to jog off the diamond. He will. And Lucas Gerke. Gerke will do the running. He wears number 10. So T.J. Bell jogs in. Next batter in the lineup, number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to step in with 20 hits on the season entering this ball game. The home plate umpire working with his miniature stenographer pad. A lot of extra effort. I've said it before, he ought to be a time and a half for his job. Working from the stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Lucas Gerke is at second base running for T.J. Bell. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Two runs in. Here comes the pitch from Williams. You know, pop one, right side. Is it going to be playable? Looks like it will. Good effort at first base. Brennan Dieter, who was right near the fence. Say what, sometimes you just gotta decide what you want to do. Or you want to battle the fence or let him bat in the box again. One ball, one strike. Two outs. To step in the rubber, Brody Williams. Runner at second base. 1-1 count, two outs. Pickoff move, thought about it, second base. Lucas Gerke back safely. Covering second base here was Wyatt Orpert, the shortstop. So now they're going to hover with Wade Tocco, the second baseman, hovering there to cover second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Check second base out of set. Here's the pitch. Going to be a ground ball foul right side. Jackson Kane has a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two runs in. Bottom of the fourth inning, Jackson Kane working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one to center field. Going to get a bead on it. That's Ethan Johnson. It'd be right straight at him, and he'll make the catch. So three outs here in the bottom of the fourth after four complete. Knights 5, Kings 0. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutneySports.com. Putney in Sports and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tifton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tifton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening to PutneySports.com. So we'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, they have customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color. They have business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Discount Copies. Y'all check that place out. You can stop in, meet the staff. They're working feverishly. They've kind of remodeled their inside. Got a brand new way of doing things in a much more convenient fashion. Discount Copies, they're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-8783. Again, that's 317-773-8783. Discount Copies, they're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, behind Pizza Hut, right there along State Road 32. So stepping in at bat for the Kings, going to be number 33, Jack Miller. Jack Miller, senior athlete, right-handed batter. Believe it or not, I know there's a Jack Miller, pretty good sign artist floating around. We're going to get a foul tip back off the glove. He puts a bun down and goes off the bat and then back to his helmet. We'll hope he's okay. Coach Marchand going to jog down in a hurry. Check on his senior, number 33, Jack Miller. So they're going to probably ask for, look for a trainer. They're going to bring the med kit. So So they're going to check on him. Sarah Igo, trainer on duty. She does a fine job. Not quite sure if Lewis Cass trainer Sally Young has made this trip on the away game. But on Coach Marchand, he can do anything. He asked for the med kit. So probably have a little bit of blood right there. It came back up, got him. Foul tip off the attempted bunt, came right back at him. And this is a forehead. Right there at the forehead. We'll hope he doesn't need stitches, not even butterflies. We don't want him to need butterflies. Coach Borden ain't talking with him right there. He's holding a gauze bag, gauze right there up against his forehead. So it looks like he might not finish this at bat. He's taking one pitch. It's going to be the foul ball. So Coach Marchand going to walk him around outside the field premises. And here comes Sarah Igo on the gator to check on him. Coach Marchand going to walk him near the concession stand. And Coach Marchand, they don't come much better than him. So they want both these coaches, both of them, athletic director at their respective school, Coach Bourdonnais, AD for Central Catholic, Coach Marchand, the AD for the Lewis Cass Kings. They're going to step in. The original batter, double check you up for Ethan Johnson. So he'll assume the count. He'll foul one back to the screen, and that'll be an 0-2 count. Take that back. That's 15 in the box. Gavin Smith. Gavin Smith, he's a freshman by class. Here comes the 0-2 for Smith. He'll take a drive to left field. Coming in, trying to make the catch. Wasn't going to get there. It drops in, base hit. So Gavin Smith takes the at-bat for Jack Miller. Fouls one off back to the screen, gets a base hit to left field. So next batter going to step in for the Kings, going to be number 31, Nolan Hahn. Nolan Hahn going to step in. Nolan Hahn, a member of the sophomore class. Out of the set, squaring the bun, going to hit away. In the box, foul ball, came up, got him on the shoulder. Still in the box, foul ball. So no balls, one strike. Bullpen activity down the left field line, down the right field line. Have two throwing over there in King's bullpen. One throwing for the Knights bullpen. Out of the set, here's the pitch. It'll be a base hit to center field. So they get two base hits in consecutive order. And there are two aboard with nobody out. They're in the top of the fifth. For the Lewis Cass Kings. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Wyatt Orpert. Wyatt Orpert, he's the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. That's 389. Pretty good reason to be a leadoff batter. He's got 12 RBI. He's got one in scoring position at second base. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike called. No balls, one strike. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given. Brent Robbins, early set. They're going to let him pitch it. So ball outside. Count goes 1-1. Sets back in. Open stance. Brent Robbins peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set checks second base. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Should say back to the wall. Cement wall around the perimeter behind home plate. I say, well, I was at Peru last night. Peru's got that funnel that goes straight back almost. Man, I'd hate to catch there. Here comes the pitch. Base hit back up the middle. They have three base hits in a row. So the bases are loaded. Lewis Cass Kings. So working right there off the bat, Wyatt Orpert. stepping in to bat. You time out on the diamond. Coach Bordney going to walk out, have conversation with his infield. Nobody out, three consecutive base hits. Legitimate base hits off the bat. The Lewis Cass Kings. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, campground and RV resort. 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive. Again, that's 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive. Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them by telephone. It's 574-583-4141. Again, their number is 574-583-4141. So what, if you want to go there and get a daily admission pass, you can go. You can go a couple times, but you get to that third time, you might think about it. Season pass right there at Indiana Beach is $69.99. That's Indiana's amusement park. They're in Monticello, Indiana. You can make family plans now. Book your stay today. Indiana Beach. I've been there. I took my kids there when they were younger. A lot of fun to be had right there. So the Knights change pitchers. Getting warmed up right there on the pitcher's rubber is number 30, Gus Sandberg. Gus Sandberg is a member of the freshman class. Gus Sandberg is making appearance number 5 on the season. He's faced 55 batters. He's thrown 180 pitches. He's got a win-loss ratio of 1 win and 1 loss. He's allowed 15 hits. He's given up 8 runs. 3 of those runs were earned. Just 3 of them. He's walked 5. He has struck out 7. And one of those batters went down looking. Mr. Gus Sandberg has an ERA of 1.658. Who wouldn't like to have a 1.658 ERA as a freshman. Holy cow. So stepping into bat, going to be number 13 for Lewis Cass. He's a two-hitter. Number 13 is Trevor Rao. Trevor Rao going to step in. Right-handed batter, bases are loaded. Nobody out. Working from the stretch. Now the set, first pitch from Sandberg. He's going to pop one foul territory right side. It could be playable. It's not going to be. Just behind the dugout. So no balls, one strike. Trevor Rao, right-handed batter's box. He's going to step back in. Trevor Rao. He's got 2 RBI on the season. He's got a couple out there ready for him. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Checks the base. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, short hops the glove. Nice stop by Ryan Schumer. Right-handed batter's box, Trevor Rao. He plays third base. Kind of dinged up that leg earlier. Looks to be good now. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch inside. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Trevor Rao, right-handed batter's box. Out of the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball. Third base, Gavin Bissell. Gloves it. Couldn't make the pickup. Going to throw to second. Baseball's going to go into center field. 2 runs. Going to score. It's going to be a reach on air. 2 runs are going to score for the Kings. 2 runs in. Here in the top of the 5th. The runner at second base and third base, Trevor Rao, kind of still grimacing that right lower leg, but he runs over to second base. He gets a 2 RBI. Working out a stretch, now the set is the pitch from Sandberg. Tie for ball 1. In the batter's box is the 3 hitter, number 7. He does the catching, Hayden McClain. Hayden McClain batting 329 on the season. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight. McClain had to back out of the way. Count goes 2-0. Hayden McLean got 70 at-bats on the season. He scored 15 runs, as mentioned, 23 hits. You're going to get a base hit. There's a good diving stop right there. Third baseline. Laid out for it. Gavin Buchel makes a stop. Saved the run from coming in from third base. And the bases are loaded once again for the Kings. So right-handed batter going to step in. Four hitter number 10, Noah Preston. Noah Preston, he's familiar with a yard ball. Right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Alistair. Gus Sandberg. Outside edge, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Piranin looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. He'll check bases. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. You know, foul one right side out of play. Right there, the young men playing some ball over there. Everybody's safe. So a step back in. Right-handed batter's box. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases loaded. Two runs in for the Kings. Full swing, ground ball, just foul, third baseline. Just foul, everybody's running, everybody on their horses. Going to retreat back to their respective bases. And Ryan Schumer going to pick the bat up, hand it right back to Noah Preston. IHSAA, they smile when you do stuff like that. Sportsmanship can go a long way. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2. You're going to take a drive right side near the bullpen. It's going to go out of play. Protecting the dish right there. Noah Preston. He's got quick hands. He's looking to fight off the ones he don't want. Looking for that good pitch. 0-2 count once again to the four hitter, Noah Preston. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Good block by Ryan Schumer. Keeping the runners still. Right here at third base is number 14, Wyatt Orpert. Wyatt Orpert is the one hitter. He batted leadoff in this batter's ballgame. Turning in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Sandberg out of a set. There comes a 1-2. Going to be a ground ball in the infield. Picked up by Gavin Buchel. They throw home. And they'll get the fourth out at home. Nice play, Gavin Buchel. So there's one out. Base runners move up 90 feet. And stepping into bat is going to be number 5, Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson, center fielder. Batting 265 on the season. Right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, Sandberg first pitch to Johnson. Tie for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bullpen activity down the left field line for the Kings has subsided. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer walked out, and he's talking with Mr. Gus Sandberg. Senior talking to a freshman. He's got to feel somewhat different for the freshman. Wasn't too many years ago. We can remember back. One ball, no strikes. And step back in. Batter's box number 5, Ethan Johnson. Ball's made live. Working out a stretch, now the set. There comes a 1-0 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Right on time, just underneath the baseball. Number 5, Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson going to step back in. He's got 49 at-bats. He scored 10 runs. He's got 13 hits. You got two doubles. He has 5 RBI. Outside edge called strike. Breaking pitch, Gus Sandberg. Gus Sandberg has the build of kind of a Roger Clemens. Maybe not quite as tall. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch inside. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. bases are loaded. Kings have two runs in during the top of the fifth. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Sandberg. Swing and a miss. They'll jog back to the dugout. There are two out. Next batter going to step in. It'll be number 39, Brennan Zeter. Brennan Zeter, he's the first baseman. Brennan Zeter, he's batting 222. He's been 45 at-bats. He scored four runs. He's got 10 hits on the season. He's got three RBI. Out of the set, here's a pitch from Sandberg. Swing and a miss. Down goes 0-1. He's going to step back in. Brennan Zeter. Where's number 39? Out of the set, comes a right-handed delivery from Sandberg. Breaking pitch, finished inside low. One ball, one strike. Two outs, top of the fifth inning, two runs in. It's a 5-2 ball game. Bases are loaded. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball around home plate. Go back behind home plate. Picked up there by Mr. Wade Taco. Wade Taco is on deck. One ball, two strikes. Two out. Peering and looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. There's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Going to be fielding, going to go on into center field. It went right over second base. It was a high hop, went over the glove of Gus Sandberg. Sandberg almost had a play on it, but the high hop took it over and then went into center field over second base on the ground. So another run comes in to score. There are three runs in. They're in the top of the fifth inning. Bases loaded once again. The base hit RBI off the bat of Brennan Zeter. Left-handed batter's box, Wade Taco. First pitch from Gus Sandberg, outside half, called strike. Two outs, 0-1 count. Wade Taco working from the stretch, now the set. Gus Sandberg, here comes the 0-1. Going to be a ground ball, base hit between second base and first base. And eyes on that ball, coming in to score, sliding in. Two runs in, ties the ball game at 5. So in to score right there with 7, Hayden McLean, and 10, Noah Preston. Still two outs on the diamond. Now runners on the corners for the Kings. Going to shout out some numbers there. Ryan Schumer letting his infield know what play is on with runners on the corners. And stepping into bat, we think, we'll hold up just here, hold up just a minute here. Coach Marchand. Kind of giving up duties, and rightfully so. He had a player, Jack Miller. First pitch, he came in to pinch hit. First pitch, he squared the bunt. The ball hit the bat in such a way, it caromed right back up underneath his helmet. Right there at the forehead. And he left the ball game. Not quite sure what's going on, but I hope he doesn't need stitches. Hope the doctor says it could be butterflies. And that'd be something he'll remember for a good long time. So, stepping into bat. Kings. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Into batter's box. Right-handed box is Brody Williams. Brody Williams is the pitcher of record for the Lewis Cass Kings. Steps back in, working from the stretch, now the set, here comes the 0-1, ground ball, third base, Gavin Buitel fields it, he'll throw to second base, they'll get the put out, the fourth out, with Brian Elsner. So the Knights get them in their own dugout, Knights probably ready to set down in their own dugout, and then we'll mention, top of the fifth inning, Lewis Cass Kings come up with 5, and tie the ball game, 5-5, and we'll mention Lewis Cass Kings in the hit department. Kings have 9, Knights have 6. So, Brody Williams, I believe he's still out there. Yep, he's still out there. I see his mannerisms, and he's going to get warmed up right now, and we'll mention. This game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production, since 1985. You can reach them by dialing or you can text message 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. Knight's going to send up to the plate Tyler Fox and then Keaton Brooks as we listen to some Don Henley. Don Henley has that soft voice. Sounds pretty darn good most of the time. He used to sing for the Eagles. You remember that Eagles tour when Heck Freezes Over? It cost you a pretty penny to go watch that concert. I didn't go. But Don Henley, the Eagles, and Don Henley, pretty pleasant to listen to. So they're going to throw one down to second base. They'll work from a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Brody throws to second base. Bounce in there. And they're getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Number 14, Tyler Fox for Central Catholic. Where's number 14? He's played in 19 games. This is number 20, Tyler Fox, batting 214. On base percentage, 283. Working from the windup, Brody Williams. First pitch to Fox. Breaking pitch finishes high above the zone. One ball, no strikes. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter, facing the lefty, Brody Williams. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes the wind. Here's the 1-0. He's going to take a drive to right field. Going to move him to his right. He'll get over the head of right fielder Noah Preston. Goes up against the wall, and Tyler Fox has his synonymous double here in this ball game. So the next batter to step in is going to be Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks is going to step in. Tyler Fox picks up double number 4 on the season. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter, getting ready to step in. Number 34, he's played in 11 games. This is number 12 for Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, 24 plate appearances, 20 at-bats. 292 on-base percentage. He's got an RBI. He's got a duck on the pond right now with Tyler Fox. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside half. Strike called. No balls. One strike. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Knights have bullpen activity. Working down there. Getting loose. Working from the stretch. Brody Williams. Now the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the 0-1. Thought about putting the bun down. He got the bat on him, squared the bun. He goes back to the screen. So the count goes 0-2 to Keaton Brooks. On deck batter is Bryn Robbins. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, Tyler Fox opened this half the inning with a double to right center. Going to take one the other way, Keaton Brooks. Going to get a base hit. Going to get by the glove of Nolan Hahn. Coming around third base. Going to score the run. Tyler Fox. And the Knights have one in here in the bottom of the fifth. So jogging in to second base is Keaton Brooks. Not sure if he'll get credit for a double. He'll get credit for at least a single and an RBI. He's at second base now. Right-handed batter's box, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins steps in. He played in every game but one. Here comes the pitch. Gonna put a bun down. Gonna go airborne. Diving for it was Brody Williams. Couldn't get it. They're gonna play at third base. And Keaton Brooks is gonna slide in. He's gonna be called out. So they couldn't make a play at first base. Brent Robbins was gonna be safe at first. Keaton Brooks thrown out at third base. He'll jog off the diamond. So there's one out, one aboard. Brent Robbins is at first base. Next batter in the lineup, the nine hitter, number four, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner, second baseman in this ballgame. Right-handed batter. Steps in. Batting 600 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in above the zone. Ball one. Ryan Elsner playing in game number 15 on the season. Ryan Elsner, he's got three hits, three singles, two RBI. He scored five runs. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, and two pitches up again on the left field line in the Kings bullpen. Nice bullpen. Inactive at the moment. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Brody Williams getting a little bit quick there on the set. I sure hope he wouldn't call another one. I got to admit, I called two balls in a row for no pause at Rossville when McCutcheon was playing there. It was a senior league in the summertime. So pitch comes in, strike called. Three balls, one strike. So a look at signals, not many given. Coach Boardman steps back in. Ryan Elsner. Modestly, short lead at first base for Brent Robbins. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Count goes full. 3-2 count. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Ryan Elsner looking for signals. He'll step back in. One out, 3-2 count to Elsner. Working from the stretch. Brody Williams. Pickoff move, nonchalant, first base. Back safely, head first, is Brent Robbins. So 3-2 count. Brody Williams, a sophomore pitcher. A lot of upside in front of him. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. The short off the plate. Going to be ball four. Ball went straight up. In that same way with Schumer. As Schumer watched, had the ball go straight up. Didn't know where it was at until it came back down. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Greg Marchand going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Say job well done. I'm sure he passed him on the backside. Brody Williams going to jog back into the dugout. And Coach Marchand going to go with his second pitcher in the ballgame. So he gets knuckles right there from the catcher. They exchange some words there. So they get warmed up. They may talk again after the warm-up. They're going to talk right now. They're going to get their signal straight. So one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Bottom of the fifth, nice batting with one out. They got one run in. It's a 6-5 ball game. Good ball game. You knew it would be. I was pretty sure it would be. And I'm getting warmed up right there out on the pitcher's mound. He's number 37, Curtis Henry. Curtis Henry, another sophomore athlete. Getting warmed up, Curtis Henry. And he's getting some warm-up tosses right there. And then we'll try to let you know. He's got an ERA of 3.50. Win-loss record, he's got no wins, one loss. This is appearance number 12 for Mr. Henry. That's Curtis Henry, sophomore athlete. He's got one game start this season. And he's pitched 22 innings. Entering this stint right here. He's allowed 33 hits. He's allowed 18 runs. 11 of those runs were earned. He's walked 5. He has struck out 11. He's given up 4 doubles, 1 triple, 2 home runs. He's given up 2 home runs. And an overall batting average for the batters that he's pitched against, 320. That's pretty darn good. So he's going to work from the stretch right there, getting warmed up. The Knights have 2 aboard, 1st and 2nd base. So next batter that he'll face, first batter that he'll face, is going to be Curtis Henry. He's going to face Caden Minnick. So he's going to start the ball game at the top of the order. Knights, top of the order. 2 runners aboard who pitch from a stretch. On deck is Evan Dienhart. There's 1 out. 1 run in, working from a stretch. Out of the set, 1st pitch. Swing and a miss. Caden Minnick. So no balls, 1 strike. Caden Minnick steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Curtis Henry, now out of the set. Here comes the 0-1. Outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Bottom of the 5th inning. 6-5 ball game. Knights started batting at a 5-5 ball game. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 2. Curtis Henry, he's sporting some hair. He's got some hair out the backside. That's what a lot of folks do, and I remember I probably did too. I had the gray curlers. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. It's going to be a full swing, foul ball, right side, gloved, without a glove, barehanded by Ryan Johnson, first base coach for the Knights. So runners dog back to their respective bases. Brent Robbins, 2nd base. Ryan Elsner is at 1st base. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Here's the 2-2. You're in a full swing, foul ball. Left side. Left to 3rd base, picked up there by Trevor Rowell. And the runners will run back once again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. The ball's made live by home plate umpire. Out of the set. Check 2nd base. Here's the 2-2. Going to be a hit down the right field line. 1st base off of his wrist. Try to make the play. Sharply hit ball right down the 1st baseline. And Brennan Jeter couldn't field it. Going to call that an E3. So, Caden Minnick, his on-base percentage is climbing. But his batting average took a little bit of a hit right there. So, bases loaded for the Knights, 1 out. Infield is in on the lip of the grass. Wade Taco is going to probably take the throw if there would be one. Working out a stretch, now the set. Evan Dienhart, here's the 1st pitch. He's going to float 1 to the left field. When a float is going to be caught by Hahn, he's going to bring it back in, hit the cutoff, shortstop. They'll hit Wyatt Orford. It's going to be an RBI sacrifice fly off the bat of Evan Dienhart. So he'll get no time charged at bat. He'll pick up an RBI. Evan Dienhart picked up RBI number 9 on the season. So coming in to score is Brent Robbins. With 2 outs stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer. Runners at 1st and 2nd base, peering in looking at signals. Curtis Henry. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Back door in there for a strike. Curtis Henry, a member of the sophomore class. Peering in, looking at signals. Check 2nd base. Out of the set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Tell you what, we don't want to talk about that COVID year too much. But that COVID year kind of messed up a pretty good opportunity for the Lewis Cass Kings. They had 9 seniors grew up playing baseball together, and there was no season when they were a senior. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Going to get by the catcher, Hayden McClain, not too far. But the runners move up 90 seats. Two balls, one strike, two out. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box. He's going to step in now. 2-1, two out, two on, second and third base. Out of a set, here's a pitch from Curtis Henry. Going to be a base hit back up the middle. Going to go into center field. Picked up by Ethan Johnson. He'll throw it in. Hit the cutoff, Jeter. And coming in to score the run. At two, actually. Caden Minnick and Ryan Elsner. So Ryan Schumer going to jog off. He'll put his gear on. He'll pick up a single and two RBI. Ryan Schumer picks up RBI number 25 and number 26. Last week, we had Mitchell Dean. A lot of times during that game, I broadcast, I called him Mitchell Nepley. Didn't mean to, but it just came off the tongue. And Mitchell Dean, a lot of RBI this season. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter's box. Going to step back in. T.J. Bell, 226 average, 388 on base. Here comes the pitch from Curtis Henry. Out in front of it, swing and a miss. Throw goes to second base. Safe at second. Slides in, head first. He'll stand up now. And that's Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton picks up stolen base number 5 on the season. He has yet to be thrown out. So, you know, maybe a double switch right here. Coach Marchand going to bring somebody off the bench. Going to go out into right field. And Noah Preston going to come in. We'll see if he's going to pitch or if he's going bullpen. We'll see. He's jogging in rather quickly. So, looks like they may be making a switch. These outfielders are getting together, going to have a convention. Coach Marchand check out the top of the dirt there, the rubber area. Pitcher's rubber. Going to have a little conversation with first baseman Brennan Dieter. So, coming in to pitch. Taking a breather is number 37, Curtis Henry. He'll walk off. They have a different right fielder. We'll try to pick that up at his next at-bat. Unless we hear from public address, Mr. Dan Deanhart probably let us know. So the home plate umpire gets him a swig of water. Pretty nice weather today. It is beautiful right now. Absolutely beautiful. Not any wind. I don't know what it probably is. Probably 68, 70 degrees. Beautiful day. So we're going to get some warm-up tosses right there. That's number 10. He came in from right field. That's Noah Preston. Now getting warmed up on the pitcher's rubber. Noah Preston stepping in. He got a win-loss record of 0 wins, 4 losses. This is appearance number 9. He has started 4 games this season, and he has 16 and two-thirds innings under his belt entering this appearance. He's given up 23 hits, 23 runs. 16 of those 23 runs were earned. And based on balls, he's given up 13. He has struck out 10. He's given up 5 doubles. He's given up 1 triple. And his batting average against him, 319. So Curtis Henry, batting average against him, I believe was 320. And then double check right there. Actually, well, 320 for Henry. So comparable, working right there, working from the stretch now, getting loose, is Noah Preston. Noah Preston, a member of the senior class. So, might have took a ball to the leg there, Hayden McLean picked up a short hop. Coming in, picking up the mask, seeing the bat to him is Noah Preston. So Hayden McLean's okay. He's back behind the dish, going to finish the warm-ups. Noah Preston's going to get a couple more, working from the stretch. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 18, T.J. Bell. One runner aboard for the night at second base. Mikey Stapleton. He just picked up the stolen base. He picked up his fifth stolen base on the season. And the outfield going to break up, go to their respective positions. No balls, two strikes, two outs. So Noah Preston going to assume, he's going to get the count. This is not Noah Preston's batter. It still belongs to Curtis Henry. There's an 0-2 count. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. You know, foul one right side. Maybe playable. It's going to land a foul ball. So, 0-2 once again to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell is playing in game number 23 of 24. Working down the stretch, peering in. Now the set, here comes the 0-2 pitch from Noah Preston. It'll be a base hit to left center field. It's going to get by the center fielder. He'll pick it up on the warning track. Run comes in to score, Mikey Stapleton. And it's going to be a one RBI double off the bat of T.J. Bell. So T.J. Bell picks up double number 3 on the season. Picks up RBI number 18. Next batter going to step in, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter's box. 5 runs in for the Knights here in the bottom of the 5th. Working from a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Kane. Breaking pitch low for ball 1. He'll step back in. Tyler Fox on deck. Tyler Fox with a double his last at bat. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 2. Two balls, no strikes, 2 out. Bottom of the 5th inning, T.J. Bell at second base. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, peering in. Looking at signals, out of the stretch. Out of the set, Noah Preston, here's the pitch. Going to be a ground ball. Back up the middle. Going to get by the glove of Wade Taco. He laid out for it. Couldn't come up with it. Goes into center field. Ethan Johnson tosses it back in. So Jackson Kane is aboard with a base hit. T.J. Bell goes over to third base. Runners on the corners as Hayden McClain steps out in front of the plate and makes a call. So signal being given, third base coach Tim Bordonnais. Runners on the corners. 2 outs. Stepping in, Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox playing in game number 20. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Nope, maybe a pickoff. Pickoff move, tag applied. Back safely, head first is Jackson Kane. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, he'll check again. Squaring the bunt is Fox. Squaring early. They're going to call a balk on the pitcher, Noah Preston. So, B position umpire calls his second balk in the ballgame. And I'm dropping the ball right there. I don't believe he was in the rubber yet. It's close. He picks it back up in the rubber. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Climbs in there for a strike. No balls. One strike. 2 outs. Jackson Kane is at second base. Run comes in to score with the ball from third base. Third base runner, I should say. Foul ball. Left side. Going to go down near the bullpen area, third baseline. So Jackson Kane getting a crooked lead there at second base. Supposed to look a little bit shorter to the pitcher. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swing a miss. And swing a miss, strike 3. The Knights are out of the inning. Knights come up with 6 runs. The bottom of the 5th. at the end of 5, Knights 11, Kings 5. Kings are going to bat here in the top of the 6th inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, if you go to the IHSAA website, that's IHSAA.org, IHSAA.org. Go check it out. Right there, the first thing you'll see on the screen, it says keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond, and then they've inserted classroom. That's a good idea. Started out saying playing field, and then right there it now says high school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. Check out that website. You can find a lot of information by looking at that website. And I look at quite a few websites during the week. I'll probably be looking at some tomorrow. Knights are going to play against North Montgomery at North Montgomery. I called there, got to talk, or I left a message for athletic director, Mr. Marika, and he sent me a roster. So I'll look at the match preps, and we'll try to get some notes made up for Thursday when Central Catholic drives to Crawfordsville, and that's where North Montgomery is located. So check that out, and if I'm not mistaken, North Montgomery, I believe, is the first opponent in the postseason for the Western Panthers. Western Panthers, they got an opportunity. So I'm going to throw one down to second base. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the sixth inning for the Kings is going to be number 31, Nolan Hahn. Nolan Hahn playing left field for the Kings. Nolan Hahn stepping in. Got 44 at-bats. He's got 8 runs scored. He's got 7 hits. First pitch comes in, swing and miss. Nolan Hahn has a double on the season. He's got 1 RBI. First pitch, second pitch, ground ball. Shortstop, Evan Jehart fields it. And I'm pulled the leg, a foot off the bag there. T.J. Bell. And I'm double checked it. It might be Mikey Stapleton. It is. Mikey Stapleton at shortstop. Not sure if T.J. Bell might have stretched a bit early. So safe at first base, reaching on air, is number 31, Nolan Hahn. Next batter stepping in is number 14, Wyatt Orpert, the leadoff batter in this game. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Orpert batting 389 on the season, that right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at singles. Evan Jehart is the pitcher of record. Pitch comes in, outside, ball two. So Jehart doing the pitching. Jehart enters this ballgame with 11 and a third innings under his belt. This is appearance number 8 for Evan. Out of the set, here comes the 2-0. Inside half, strike call. Count goes 2-1. Evan Jehart has faced 64 batters. Entering this attempt right here, this appearance, 206 pitches thrown. He's got a 3-1 record. Pitch comes in low, ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. Evan Jehart has struck out 18. He's given up 10 runs. 7 of those runs are earned. As I said, here comes a 3-1. Going to take a drive to left field. Going to back up, work to his left. Jackson Kane makes the catch. Spins around, goes to throw to second base. He would have thrown a frozen rope if needed. Staying at first base right there is Nolan Hahn. So there's one out here in the top of the sixth. Next batter going to step in. Number 13, Trevor Rau. Trevor Rau, two-hitter, plays third base for the Kings. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed by Evan Jehart. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Trevor Rau, right-handed batter. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. You're going to float one right side. It's going to go out of play. So it's going to bounce out of play. Trevor Rau, no balls, two strikes. T.J. Bell gave it a good look. Stepping back in, right-handed batter's box. Ball's live, working from the stretch, checks first base. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Foul ball off the mask. And then the helmet there of Ryan Schumer. Looks to be okay. Ryan Schumer going to play baseball in Michigan next year as a freshman. I think the university is called Calvin. I'm unfamiliar with it. Here comes the 0-2 from Dean Hart. Swing and missed. It draws back to the dugout. There are two outs. So you can step in to bat now. The three hitter, number seven, Hayden McClain. Hayden McClain brings a replenishment baseball to the home plate umpire. He pouches it. Steps in, Hayden McClain. Out of the stretch, now the set, Evan Deanhart. First pitch to McClain. Outside of ball, short off the glove, nice stop by Ryan Schumer. One ball, no strikes. Hayden McClain, out of the box, he'll step back in. Runner aboard at first base is Nolan Hahn. Got himself aboard. Here comes the pitch from Deanhart. Short off the glove. Nice stop by Ryan Schumer. It calls Hahn, asks for a new baseball. Probably some dirt in the seams. You don't usually get rid of many baseballs at the high school level for dirt in the seams. But if you breathe a piece of dirt in the seams and triple A and up, you get a new ball. Ball goes out of play, right side. So ball goes foul, and he's on his horse. Hahn was on his way to second base. He jogs back to first base. So two balls, one strike, two out. Ball's live. Out of the stretch, checks first base. Now the set. Here comes a 2-1. Low for a ball. Snap throw to first base, Ryan Schumer. Tag applied lightly by T.J. Bell. Back safely is Hahn. That's Nolan Hahn at first base doing the running for the Kings. Out of the set, Deanhart. Pickoff move, first base. Pretty darn close. B position umpire says safe. Pretty close move right there. Probably the closest pickoff play we've had all evening. There has been none. Checks first base out of stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side. Go down near the bullpen area once again. So baseball replenishment. Home plate umpire getting pretty low. A lot of baseballs went out of the field of play during the Western game. Not sure how many baseballs might be used in a game such as this, but quite a few. 3-2 count, two outs. Out of the set, Evan Deanhart. Pitch to McClain. Taking off for second base. Going to pop one to center field. Coming in, going to call it, is Bryn Robbins. Makes the catch. Shallow center field. So no runs on no hits. And runners left on base. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. At the end of 5.5. Central Catholic, 11. Lewis Cass, 5. Lewis Cass got 5 in the fourth inning. I'll double check that. In the fifth, I should say. 5 in the fifth. Mike's got 6 in the fifth. It was a busy inning. Baseball. Kind of the weirdest thing you can think of. Somebody brought this to my attention. I didn't think it up. But if you think of the sports that involve a ball, sports that involve some type of ball, you only score when you got that ball. But baseball is a different story. Baseball is the only sport that involves a ball that you don't score while you occupy the ball. You only score while you're not occupying it. That's pretty weird. You think about that one, that'll take you back a few steps. So they get some warm-up tosses once again, right there in the pitcher's mound. Noah Preston back out to pitch the bottom of the sixth. And again, we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. If you need a real estate agent, I'm sure she'll help you. Lisa Stokes Bear, what a quality lady. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. You can contact her by cell phone, 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. Rely on experience and knowledge. Lisa Stokes Bear. Stepping into that, Keaton Brooks for the night. Peering in, looking at singles. Working out the stretch, nobody on base. You know, step off the back, you'll look for signals again. Noah Preston, pitcher of record, is a senior. Probably known for working as a relief pitcher. That's why he's pitching from the stretch, there's nobody on. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Drops in there for a strike. Left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks. Right-handed pitcher. Noah Preston, working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Full swing out in front of the plate. Going to be fielded by Noah Preston. He'll throw to first base, get the put out with Brennan Dieter. There's one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And they play a little Eastbound and Down. That happens to be my ringtone for when my wife calls my phone. Out there watch Smokey and the Bandit 1. I'll watch that anytime I see it on TV. Gosh, I like that show. Right-handed batter's box. Bren Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. A long stretch. Now the set. Noah Preston. First pitch to Robbins. High and tight. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Noah Preston. Out of the set. Here comes the 1-0. Short hops the glove, Hayden McLean. Count goes 2-0. Brent Robbins picks it up, throws it back to another senior. Throws it back to Noah Preston, senior to a senior. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-0. High for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Nice batting. Bren Robbins, here's the pitch. Noah Preston, ball four. So Bren Robbins jogs down to first base. He picks up walk number 11 on the season. Next batter to step in, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner got a couple of incredibly needed RBI. I think that was versus Pioneer. Those two RBIs he got off the bat, those were special. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Runner at first base is Bren Robbins. He drew a walk. Modest lead at first base, working from the stretch. Noah Preston, now the set. Here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one skyward. It's going to be called for by the first, nope, second base, Wade Taco going to call off. Brennan Dieter and Wade Taco makes the catch. So there are two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Next batter to step in for the Knights is number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick looking at signals. Coach Bordenay, third base coach, steps in now. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter, facing the righty, Noah Preston. So a junior class batter, senior class pitcher. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door in there for a strike. Back door pitch, that means you got a lefty batter, a righty pitcher. Starts that curveball away from the batter, and it climbs its way back in to the strike zone nearby. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1, no pickoff move, going to be a pickle. Bren Robbins has himself in a difficult situation. He's in a rundown. He's going to try to fake it back, and he's going to be tagged out by the shortstop, Wyatt Orpert. And the Knights get out of the inning, and Caden Minnick leaves the batter's box with a 0-1 count. So the Knights are going to play defensively. The top of the seventh. At the end of six complete, Knights 11, Kings 5. And Kings are going to bat here in the seventh inning. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. That's FRITZ. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. As mentioned, they are celebrating their 40th anniversary right there in Fishers. It started the Noblesville outlet a little bit later on. Not much. But we'll mention FritzandFishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. I have purchased a truck there. It works good. I'm not in the same truck now, but their quality used car inventory is incredible. You can dial them up by calling 317-842-2228. That number rings in right there at the Fishers dealership. And their second location is Fritz in Noblesville. It's right there on State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield, right there at Mill Creek Road. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. That's FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. So stepping into bat. Going to bat for the Kings. Where's number 10? He is the pitcher of record. It's Noah Preston. Right-handed batter, senior class member. Here comes the first pitch from Dean Hart. Inside, nearly got him. Ball one. Back into rubber. We're going to pitch from the windup. Here comes the wind and the 1-0. Ground ball, third baseline. Gloved by Gavin Bissell. He'll look to maybe make a throw to first base. And it would have taken a really strong arm, kind of like a Ron Say. He just made a play about like a Ron Say would make. He dove, made the stop behind first base near the grass. Sure, you remember the Penguin, number 10, Ron Say, stepping into bat with a runner aboard. Kings batter, working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch from Dean Hart. Going to be another stroke, and that's just foul. Right there, solid stroke from Ethan Johnson. So Noah Preston is safe at first with an infield hit. Ethan Johnson hits a solid rope right down the third baseline, but just foul. So Gavin Bissell playing in the hot corner. Off-speed curveball. Might have been a breaking pitch in there for a strike, swing and a miss. Kemp goes 0-2, nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Working from the stretch. Dean Hart out of a set. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Might have been a breaking pitch. Finished low and away. Step back in the rubber, peering in, looking at fitness. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Foul ball, right side. Dribbler out near the Knights dugout. Going to be picked up by Coach Boardman. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Runner at first base for the Kings is Noah Preston. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch finishes high. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson playing a good center field position in this ball game. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove. Ryan Schumer keeps it laterally to his left. Count goes full. Full count, 3-2. Adam Dean Hart steps back in the rubber, peers in, looks at signals. Ryan Schumer checks first base, out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Trying to protect the dish. Might have been a little bit tall. Trying to protect the dish is one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Next batter will step in for the Lewis Cash Kings right there is number 39, Brennan Dieter. Dieter plays first base for the Kings. Steps in, batting 222. Here's the pitch. breaking pitch finished low, ball one. Dieter has 45 at-bats. He scored 4 runs, 10 hits. Gets 3 RBI. Steps back in. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 2. So Brennan Dieter looking at signals. First base coach. He's walked 4 times. He's been hit by pitch 1 time. Here comes the pitch from Keenhart. Low for ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Steps back in. Looking from the rubber. Set position. Here comes the 3-0. Ball 4. 4 pitch walk issued to 39. Brennan Dieter. There are 2 aboard. First and second base. So Ryan Schumer walks out. Conversation with Evan Dehart. Trying to save a trip to the pitcher's rubber from Coach Bordenay. So jogging over to first base. Going to do the running right there for Dieter, the first baseman. Double check here. I believe it's 22, Dylan Fye. Dylan Fye's a senior. Yeah, I think you believe it is. Dylan Fye at first base doing the running. Runners at first and second base. Stepping in, Wade Taco. Here's the first pitch. Inside in his own batter's box. Steps away. Ball 1. Left-handed batter's box. 7 hitter, number 47, Wade Taco. Plays second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to jog out. Here's jog out in a conversation with Evan Dehart. Infielders are going to stay put. Put his arm around the backside there. Talk with him. Now Ryan Schumer will walk out, join in the conversation. Or silently. Wade Taco and talk to third base coach. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Top of the 7th inning. Runners at first and second base. Number 47, second baseman, Wade Taco. The left-handed batter's box. Out of a set. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike called. It almost always works. You get a visit from the coach. Next pitch is a strike. You call a timeout. A basketball game. You walk back out. First pitch, first basket is made. Swing and a miss. Down goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second base, 1 out, Wade Taco. Left-handed batter's box. Here comes a pitch from Deanhart. Ground ball, third base, Gavin Boutel. Fields it, throws, steps on third base. There are 2 out. The 4th out at third base. Gavin Boutel makes the play. Next batter to step in. Another bat for the Kings is number 42, Bryce Rudd. Bryce Rudd, he is a sophomore class member. Steps in, right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Rudd. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Right-handed batter facing the righty. Curveball makes it look like it's coming at you, and then it goes towards the plate. Pete Rose did a good job, switched in. Here comes the pitch. Another. Repeat pitch from Dehart. Breaking pitch, maybe not as much break. Count goes 0-2. Step back in. Bryce Rudd, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So that's going to complete the ball game. Final score, Central Catholic Knights 11. Lewis Cass Kings 5. And what a nice general ball game. I tell you what, nice people. I say, well, when you get together with these two teams, it's always good, and I'm very thankful for Mr. Greg Marchand and providing some nice words to be spoken about his batters. Appreciate that. And Coach Bordenay the same way. So we're missing the next game on the agenda for Lewis Cass Kings. Thursday the 18th. They're going to call it a 5 o'clock game time 5 o'clock is what I have written down here, where I read, and it's Marion Giants. And they're going to be at the Lewis Cass Kings right there at that beautiful ball field, Lewis Cass High School. And we'll mention the Knights. Knights' next game also going to be on the 18th. That's this Thursday. It'll be a 6 o'clock start. Central Catholic Knights at 16-9. Going to go over and do battle with North Montgomery Chargers. And the Chargers are currently 14-9. I think they got a couple of games, one today and one tomorrow, before they play the Knights at North Montgomery. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank our guests about second inning. Got to talk with head football coach of Central Catholic Knights football, Mr. Brian May. Brian May going to begin his sixth season for Central Catholic. And again, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game. I'm talking to Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, I tell you what, when these two teams get together, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of respect for what Greg has done. Lewis Cass, and he always runs a great program, and it wasn't the cleanest game on either side, but we'll be happy getting out with a victory.
I think it was the fifth inning. Was that the fifth? They got 11 runs total in it.
Yeah, you know, we made some mistakes defensively there and let them back in it, but our guys responded on the bottom half offensively and put up the sixth spot. So it was a good answer when we gave them five in the top.
We're going to hope the best for Mr. Jack Miller, senior athlete. Got in there to bunt and took one opportunity to bunt and then took it underneath the helmet.
Yeah, it was a tough break. Hopefully he'll be okay, and can make it back for the tournament. And he's a good player, and feel bad for him.
I did too. Hey, Thursday, you're gonna take a day off. I'm sure you're gonna practice tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have a good little short workout, and then we got three tough games coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Northmont, Harrison, and Logansport. So that'll prepare us for the tournament. That's why I like playing a lot of games late in the season, kind of stay in the groove and get those live at bats going into the tournament.